Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff McKnight. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Doug Jennings. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Finley hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horn takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsilak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Melvin hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. McKnight takes first base on ball 4. Orsilak moves to second. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maguire strikes out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKnight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Horn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Horn hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. Jennings strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsulak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsulak hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Orsulak reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett bunts towards first. Maguire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hewlett for the out. Orsulak moves to third. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Orsulak scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McKnight is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McKnight takes first base on ball 4. Melvin moves to second. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Finley is 0-for-2 in the game. Finley hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melvin moves to third. Two outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jennings. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Melvin scores. McKnight goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Horn hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jennings. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Orsulac is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsulac is walked intentionally. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to third. Orsulac moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Melvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Orsulac moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Joe Klink now pitching. Jeff McKnight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McKnight is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. McKnight hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 0-for-3 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. Jose hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horn scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. McGuire moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horn hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings is 0-for-2 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Canseco moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Mark Williamson now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into left field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-2 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ripken fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Harris now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Orsilak is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Orsilak hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing second base. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Jeff Ballard now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive towards the mound. Ballard catches it and throws to second to double up Steinbach. The throw to first to get Weiss, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Melvin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Melvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Finley is 0 for 4 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Finley. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Finley steals second. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finley moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Mickey Tettleton pinch hits for Sam Horn. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton now playing first base. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 3 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Olson now pitching. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kittle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kittle strikes out. One out. Joe Orsulak batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Orsulak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Orsulak hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jose is 0 for 3 in the game. Jose hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Orsulak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.